2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
Former NASA climate scientist James Hansen is one of the world's leading authorities on climate change. He testified before Congress back in 1988 that global warming was already occurring due to the burning of fossil fuels, becoming one of the first scientists to go on the record with that assertion. Hansen now works at Columbia University's Earth Institute, where he continues to do research and publish groundbreaking papers on climate change. But he's also an advocate for the need to take action. He's been arrested several times in civil disobedience actions in opposition to mountaintop removal coal mining and the now-dead Keystone XL pipeline. Dr. Hansen has promoted placing a price on carbon through a fee-and-dividend approach, in which everyone would pay higher prices for fossil fuels, but all legal U.S. residents would share equally in a rebate, thereby rewarding those who conserve. He thinks the other method of pricing carbon through a cap-and-trade system is a gimmick that wouldn't achieve its expressed goal. Hansen visited Yale University in early April as the Yale Climate Change and Health Initiative's climate change leader in residence. What follows are excerpts from his April 8th conversation with Dr. Robert Dubrow, professor of epidemiology and faculty director of the initiative at Yale School of Public Health.
As long as fossil fuels are allowed to be the cheapest energy, then they're going to continue to be burned. I don't care what agreements you have in Paris or any place else. They're just scraps of paper. If fossil fuels appear to the consumer to be the cheapest energy, they'll keep burning them. The problem is that they're not really the cheapest to society. They do not include their cost to society. The human health effects of air pollution and water pollution from fossil fuels and the climate effects are not included. And so the way to allow clean energies and energy efficiency to compete most effectively with fossil fuels is to put a rising fee on fossil fuels that you would collect from the fossil fuel company at the domestic mine or port of entry. And of course, the fossil fuel companies will add that to the price of the fuel. So it's going to make the fossil fuels more expensive, but it'll just make their price more honest. An economy is more effective if the prices are honest and reflect their true costs. So it actually will be economically beneficial to do that. You know, if you simply make energy more expensive, that depresses the economy. However, if the money that's collected is put back into the economy by giving it to the public, an equal amount to all legal residents, then it actually spurs the economy because it's somewhat progressive tax. Poor people have a smaller carbon footprint than rich people. So there will be a moderate impact on the inequality of wealth. But the main purpose is to provide the right incentives. The person who does better than average in limiting their fossil fuel use will make money, will come out ahead. But if they want to stay on the positive side of the ledger, they're going to have to pay attention to their purchases. Won't even have to think about many of them. I mean, some of them will be obvious, like the efficiency of the vehicle you drive. But others will just show up on the price of things on the shelf. Food that's imported from New Zealand, which we do import now, will become relatively more expensive than the food from the nearby farm. But you have to do this gradually. You can't suddenly make fossil fuels much more expensive. So you do it with this gradually rising fee. And this is the only way. The reason this is crucial is because this is the only way you can make it international, that you can make it global. The world is not doing this. And none of the policies in the United States or Europe or the different states, they're all trying this screwy cap and trade with offsets because it allows lots of finagling. It allows you to give favors to this lobbyist or that one. you would have to ask each of 190 countries to have a cap. Well, that's what they're trying to do. You know, they're encouraging, tell us what your cap is going to be. It doesn't matter what they say. As long as fossil fuels are cheapest, they're going to keep burning them. And so you can't do it with caps. What is the cap on India? India has burned only 1/20th as much CO2 as we have fossil fuels. They have no reason to accept a low cap. So you have to do it with a carbon fee, and the reason that would work is if China and the United States agree to have a carbon fee, then almost all countries would be coerced to do the same thing, because you would put a border duty on products from countries that don't have a carbon fee, and that would be a huge incentive for them to have their own carbon fee so they can collect the money themselves rather than have us collect it at the border. And that's consistent with what Bill Nordhaus calls a climate club. The essential members of the club that you start with are China and the United States.
Do you see any prospects for that actually happening politically? Do you think China might take the lead? The U.S. might take the lead? What do you think might happen?
I think there's a very good chance that China might take the lead, because they have a huge incentive, not climate. They do have a big climate incentive, and there are no deniers in the Chinese government. They know climate change is real. They're already feeling, they have a 1.5 standard deviation shift of this bell curve, while the United States is only a half, between a half and one.
But so they're actually feeling climate change.
They're feeling it, and they've got more than 300 million people living near sea level. And the leaders of China are trained. They know this is not a hoax that scientists are dreaming up. But they have this air pollution, which is so bad that they have big incentive to phase that down. And they have a hard time doing it. They try to regulate and say, stop this one, stop this emission here and there. But then how do you enforce that? But if you had a rising carbon fee on fossil fuels, it would be a big incentive, which would move things faster toward clean energies.
That was climate scientist James Hansen speaking with Dr. Robert Dubrow, professor of epidemiology and faculty director of Yale University's Climate Change and Health Initiative, during a visit to Yale on April 8th. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus. Find links to Hansen's latest study and related articles by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.